Begin the current Dav, Mesech the Shabbos, Dav Tezvov, begin the Omer Alf, begin the Teis Divir Maschat, Teis begins the words of the Gemara, Ella, rather, Shleima Gozla Kodshim. Shleima Melech made the Gzer for Yadayim, but that was for Kodshim. Teis comes to explain a Sugya, the Gemara Pesachim, the Rebbe Kiva says over there, we merited that there is no Tumas Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash, and regarding which Yadayim was he talking about. That is, the Gemara said that one of the 18 things that were decreed upon by the students of Shaman Hill was the Tumas Stam Yadayim. The Gemara asks, wait a second, Shleima Melech already made this Gzer on Stam Yadayim. As the Gemara brings, the Shleim HaMelech made the certain takanas, Avon and on the Tilsi Daim. And the Gemara says, yes, he made it regarding the eating of Kachim. The students of Shaman Hill, they made the Gzer on Stambi Daim regarding even the eating of Truma. Now Tesa asks, Tema, it's a wonder. Why? Because the Parakam of the Pesachim, the first Parakam of the Pesachim, on the Fiyat Testament Alev, come Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says the following phrase. He says, Zechinu, we merited, She'ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash, that there's no Tuma of the hands in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when the Chum made the Gzeira on Stam Yadayim, they did not make it on in the Beis HaMikdash, which could have caused a lot of Tuma, as they made it by Chulin, they did not make this in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Parach on that, the Gemara asks, V'leimo, why did Rebbe Kiva say that there's no Tumas Yadayim in the Mikdash? V'leimo, She'ein Tumas Yadayim V'Kelim B'Mikdash. He could have said also, not only is there no Tumas Yadayim, but there's no Tuma of Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Because by Chulin, the Gzeira that we have is also that Kelim that touched Tameh liquids are also Tameh. And the Beis HaMikdash, they did not make that Gzeira. So why did Rebbe Kiva only say we married it, there's no Tumas Yadayim in the Mikdash? Why didn't he mention also there's no Tumas Kelim in the Mikdash? Mashani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda answers that Yadayim, the Gzeira of the hands, Kaidim Gzeira's Kelim Nishnas. That was taught before the Gzeira of the vessels becoming Tumas. So when Rebbe Kiva said that we merited that there's no Tumas Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash, he said that before the Gzer of the Tumas of Kalim that touched Tumas liquids. And whereas Yadayim was beforehand, and still at that point, when there was only Gzer of Yadayim, Rebbe Kiva was saying that how good it is that we didn't make that Gzer also in the Beis HaMikdash. On that, Amalei Rabba said to Rebbe Yehuda, how could you say that? But Vatavayu boy bayim gazru, but both of these decrees, that of Stam Yadayim, and of that of Kalim that became Tummy from Tummy liquids, were both decreed on the same day. Dinan, like we learned in the Mishnah, which our Gemara quotes, our Seifa, Vayadayim, Vakalim, Vachulu, from the 18 things which recorded in the Mishnah Masech Zavachim, Zavim, in our Daf, that the halacha is that they're all Esheni Latumma, so they're all decreed at the same day. How can you say that this was taking place at a previous time when there was only Tumas Yadayim and no Tumas Kalim? That's his question. However, says Taisus Vahashta, now based on what our Gemara is saying over here, Maikapach Rabba, what's Rabba's question? Vahyadayim the Kodesh, but regarding the hands, as it relates to Kodshim, the Mairi Hasam, which actually that's what Rebbe Kiva is referring to over there, because we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, Shleima Gazer, that was a decree that Shleima Melech made generations before, Vekelim Gazer Yudchaz Davah, and that of the vessels were only regarding the 18 things. So obviously the Gzer Yadayim was before the Gzeris of Kalim. What is Rabba's question? Says Taisav Yashim, what you could say is, Rebbe Kiva, actually, a Yudchaz Davar Koi Shahayim Mechadish. Actually, Rebbe Kiva, which was in his days, which was more recent, not in the times of Shlomo, he was actually, when he was saying regarding the Tum of Yadayim, was going on the Yadayim of the 18 things, which is not regarding specifically Kachem, that's even regarding Truma. So then what's he talking about if he's referring to the Beis HaMikdash? But Hachikam, and this is what he was saying. Zechinu, we merited Yadayim when they were involved in one of the 18 decrees, which one of them was in regards to laws of Stam Yadayim. Shlei Rotsu Ligzer Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash, that they didn't want to go ahead and make the Tumah of the hands in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, since he's talking about the Yudchaz Davar, it makes sense why the question was asked, why didn't he mention also the Gzeres of Kalim? Now, Rebbe Yehuda Deshani, Rebbe Yehuda's answer was, oh, Yadayim Koidim Gzeres Kalim Nishnas. So this is actually what his answer was. His answer was, what do you mean? The Gzer of Yadayim, yes, you're right, it was in the same day, which was the question that was ultimately asked in Rebbe Yehuda. But Rebbe Yehuda was saying, what do you mean Yadayim was decreed before that of vessels? Tainu b'mei Shleim in those days of Shleim HaMelech. That's Rebbe Kiva only picks the case of the hands. Because that was always a merit regarding the Beis HaMikdash that they never made the Gzeira of Tumah on Stam Yadayim, even the days of Shleima Melch, which was even before they had made a Gzeira of Tumah of the Kalim at all. Rather, there was only the Tumah on Stam Yadayim. If someone was coming to eat the Kaddishim, that although they made one regarding Kachim, but in the Beis HaMikdash itself, they did not make that Gzeira. Now, and that explains Taisus. Even so, that on this answer of Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe Kiva was referring to the fact of the Gzeres Yadayim of Shleima Melech, which, yeah, that was before, but Chayzim actually Rabba, but still Rabba goes and asks on them, and he says, what do you mean, but both of them were decreed on that same day, where Mishum de Limashmali Lishnahachi, because he doesn't understand the wording of Rabbi Kiva to mean that it's referring back to the Gzeres Yadayim of Shlema. Rather, as we explained, it really is referring to the Gzeres Yadayim of Biyotches Davar, but he was just referencing even from the times of Shlema Melech, and that Rabbi doesn't like that because ultimately the simple understanding sounds like that it's going on that of the Yotches Davar, and if it's Yotches Davar, why is he picking only Yadayim? Why doesn't he also pick Kalim? Because ultimately both those Gzeres were made on the same day itself. So once you're saying it, that it wasn't in the Beis Hamikdash, don't just pick Yadayim, also pick that of Kalim. Next, Tais Dirim Maschal, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Shleima Gaza B'chulu, which Tais comes to explain that the Gemara doesn't understand, or it doesn't make sense to the Gemara, that Ilfa that said that the Gzera of Yadayim was initially a decree for things to be burnt, that was going on the Gzera Yadayim that Shleima instituted, which the Gemara had said that one of the 18 things that were decreed on by the students of Shimon Hill is the Tuman Stam Yadayim. Now, the question was, what did Shleima Melech already instituted? As the Gemara brings that he made these two takanas of Erevin and Atzilus Yadayim. So the Gemara answers, yes, he made it on Stam Yadayim regarding Kach. Students of Shimon Hill made it regarding the Stam Yadayim, even regarding Truma. But says Taisis, now Bahashta, now based on what the Gemara is saying now, Lo Havet Tzarich Lishnuye, the Gemara did not have to, as it previously had answered, the Inu Gazer V'le Kiblim. Now, the question was, who made the Gzer, Shimon Hill or the students? So the Gemara says, oh, it's not a difficulty. Shamin Hill, they made the Gezerah, but the students are not accepted from them. That says Taisus, at this point of the Gemara does not have to say that. Ella, rather, the Gemara could have answered, Inu Gazu Litlois V'chulu, that yes, Shamin Hill made the Gezerah of when it comes in contact with Truma, that it's suspended, meaning you don't burn it, you don't eat it. Now, wait a second, but didn't the Gemara ask on that and says, but Ilfa said that the initial Gezerah, and that's how we rejected that interpretation, that Ilfa said the initial Gezerah was specifically for Sreif already, how could you say that anyone tried making it for Litlis? On that says Taisa, what the Gemara could say, based on what we're saying now, the Ilfa Kamer di Yadayim. Ilfa could say, when he was saying his Halacha of Yadayim, it was the Gazer Shleima, the decree that Shleima Melech made, which was regarding Kadshim, that was Tchilas and L'Sreifa, that was initially B'Sreifa. But could be that of the Truma was, could be the Shamei Hill made first Litlis and the students came along L'Sreif. Ella, however, the reason why the Gemara does not say this at this point is because Mashmalei, the Gemara understands the Koi Ilfa Ayut Ches Davi, because it still sounds like Ilfa was going not on that of Shleima, but rather on the 18 things, and therefore it wouldn't be an approach, as we said before. If he was saying that on the Yud Ches Davi, the Tchilas Gzeir was L'Sreifa, so he can't answer that Shamei Hill made Litlis and the students made L'Sreif, and therefore the Gemara doesn't say it, but technically, says Taisa, at this point, when we're making it into two different Gzeiris of Shleima regarding Kachim and Shamei Hill regarding the Truma, we could have technically answered that, yes, the Shamin Hill, not that they didn't accept it, but that they made Litlis and that the students made Lister, and an Ilfa's Halacha was regarding that of Shlema of Kachem. Continuing next taste of Maschat, this begins the words of the Gemara. Shamai Oimer Mikav L'Challa. Shamai says that from a Kav, a flower, that's the shear of taking of Challa. Hill Oimer says Mikav Vayim, when you have two Kav, which Taisus can explain this Machliga Shamin Hill. That is, the Gemara quoted Mishnah in Idyas, that regarding how much is the measurement of flour to be obligated in challah. So today it says, B'Yushalmi, Mefarish time of the Shamin Hill. In the Yushalmi, it's brought the reasoning of these two opinions of Shamin Hill. Mishum, the reason is because the Eifa, an Eifa, which is a measurement, is Yutches Kavim, is 18 Kavim. Now, the Asiris Milavar. Now, if you take a tenth of that on the outside, what that means to say is that in the sum total after you're done, not milagav from a tenth of 18. No, a tenth of when you add on to what there is, it'll be another one. It's a tenth. Hayne beis kavin. So that's going to be two kavin, because a tenth of the internal, which would be 18, would be 9. When you say from the external, which if you add on to 18, two, it's going to be a tenth, that's going to be two kavin. Now, so a tenth of what's called a siris seifa, it's that measurement that you have the halacha of asir seifa, which that's the oimer that it says in the Torah, which that's the pasuk that says you have to take off challah. Now in that shear there's a machlekes Shamin Hill. In that shear, tzarich lahafresh challah lehil, you have to separate one challah according to Hill. The Shamai sabed tzarich beis challahs leimer, and according to Shamai, now you have to separate two challahs per the oimer. Which again, like we said, the Eimer was a Asir Se'efa, which is two kavan. So in other words, on every half of the Eimer, which is a Kav, you have to separate a Challah. Why? Because in the Midbar, where they made from that Eimer, which that was the mon they got every single day, they made Beis Achilas two meals. One in the morning, one in the evening. And like the measurement of one consumption, which is a half of Eimer, which is one Kav, that's what Shammai considers the dough of the Midbar, which is the obligation of Challah. Therefore, Shammai says from one Kav, you obligate a Challah. Hill says no, from two Kavim, because two Kavim is that a serious Eifa. So Hill says it's one halacha, Shammai says it's two halachas, meaning two obligations, which means to say, from the two kavim, which is the Sirius Eifa, one kav in the morning, one kav in the evening, each meal required its own separation of challah. That's why Shammai says a kav, and Hill says from two kav. The next taste of the Maskel, this begins with the words of the Gemara. B'yesim, he says, hey peturin, five are exempt, hey va'oit chayavim. Five and a little bit more is going to be chayav, which Taisus comes to explain the logic of B'yesim. That is, the Chacham's opinion was broad, that they held not like Shammai, not like Hill. They said that a kav and a half is chayav and challah. Now, when they increased the measurements, they said that five quarter leigen, which we're calling five, that's obligated challah. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, no, five revoim of flour is exempt from challah. It's only five and a little bit more is chayav challah. So let's explain what's the reason for that. I mean, we understand the chachamim, that's the chamishas revoim of lugin, which is this kav and a half. What is Rabbi Yitzchak saying that it needs a little bit more? Because he holds Reishis HaRisei Seich when it says that the beginning, which is what the challah is, of your doughs, is Shekashiyafish challah. What that means to say is, when you're going to separate the challah, Shadayin Yishar Kedei Isis Midbar, that you have to be remaining still with the dough that they had in the Midbar. In other words, when the Torah says that it says Reishis HaRisei Seich, it's not read that you take off the first three doughs. It's after the Reishis, when you take up the challah, that you'll be remaining with the measurement of a Risei Seich. Only then are you chayav in the Sheir Challah. That's a five and a little bit more, because five was the measurement, but you have to be left with that after you take up the Challah. So it has to be five and a little bit more. That little bit more is going to be the Challah, and what you're remaining with is going to be the measurement of Risei Seich. Now, the Omer ben Tam, he says, the Ein Limchuk be Perikla Gadol, and therefore you should not erase what's brought in Perikla Gadol later on the Fayin Vav Mabez, or Perikla Oivrim, which is Psachim Nav Memches Mabez. The Mari Ha, the Maisi Hasan, the Gemara brings over there, Chameshah Zivam, Va'oit Chayav Machallah, that five quarters and more is what's obligated Challah. You don't have to delete that, because that's Asker B'Yisi, like we bring here in the Gemara, that he holds that it's not enough with the shear of the Asir Seif, and needs to be left over with the Asir Seif, and therefore, that would require hey, va'oid, only then would it be chayav. Here the next taste of Maskel, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Elish leidon din nefashas. It's just that they weren't able to judge capital punishment, which taste is bothered. Why can't they judge capital punishment? The high court does not require to be in its place for capital punishment. Now, there's a Gemara brought 40 years before the Chorban Bayis. The Sanhedrin went into exile, and they were in this place, Chanuyos. I think Gemara says, for what halacha? The Gemara says, oh, that they weren't able to do the laws of penalties. The Gemara says, laws of penalties? The Gemara says, no, that they couldn't do capital punishment. Which Tais is bothered. Tame, it's a wonder. The pasuk says that you will go up, and you'll go up to the place, which is the place of, specifically when the Sanhedrin is the Lishkas HaGazas. Did the Shin Menei, which Rigmar expounds in Sanhedrin, the Malamet Shambakim Gurim, this teaches that the place is specific, that the Sanhedrin have to be in that place for the halachas to apply. Says so Tosfos like Sivei LeBezakim Mami, that halacha was only said regarding the rebellious elder who was rebelling and going against the ruling of the high court. And in that says Tosfos BeZakim Mami Gufei, even regarding the rebellious elder, like Sivela Bahamra Asai, only says regarding his rebellion, meaning that he has to rebel against them when they're in their place. But to judge him, they could judge him even when they're not in the chamber of Yunstone in the Beis Hamikdash. It just has to be that he rebelled against them when they're there. But for them to judge him after that, they don't even have to be there. And so therefore, even the one case that you could find possibly that for Din Nefashas, the court has to be in Lishkas HaGazas, that's only regarding his rebellion part. But regarding when they judge him, they don't have to be there. And more of us says, Taisa Be'in Ner Leimah does not seem to be the interpretation. The Be'in and Shiyib Be'mekayim B'Shas Averi, you're right. They don't have to be there when they judge him. But they have to be there when he commits his sin, which is for that is what he's getting capital punishment for his rebellion. Kamay Bezakim Mamri, that's what a Gemara means to say. What do you mean you can't judge capital punishment? No, not because they're judging. When they're judging, they don't have to be there. But the sin has to be committed when they're there, just like by Zakim Mamri, that his rebellion has to be only when they're there. So Stacey, you can't say that because the Zakim Mamri, even by the rebellious elder, his liability for death penalty is only for his rebellion that is going against their ruling. It's not enough that he defies their ruling. He has to to go back to his hometown and do like his ruling. Vaholik said Makam, that doesn't say anything about the place of the chamber yun stone. It's only when he goes up there and he disputes them. But when he goes back home, it doesn't say anything about that the court has to be in the chamber of yun stone. So we don't even see regarding the sin that they have to be there. Like moreover says Taish, we don't find any place, Shayubaitkin, that the courts would check. If the high court was in the chamber of yun stone, at the time of the sin or not, so obviously you see it doesn't even depend at the time of the sin, and therefore Tesis remains with a question, where do you see anywhere that the high court, any court cannot judge capital punishment if the high court is not in the chamber of yun stone? Where do you see that? The one place is Zakamami, and that wouldn't be an application for any other cases of din nefeshes, of capital punishment.